It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in, text in for today's show at 833-212-1017. Again, that is the Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017. As always, Truth Nation, you already know you can watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you do not miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. We're on our road to 6,000 subscribers. We're flying. We're already at 5,700. We'll be at 6,000 in no time. So on our road to 6,000 subscribers. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, y'all, I told y'all, I was excited. Now, I've been talking about this. I told y'all I went to New York City this summer, and I got to see Hamilton on Broadway. I was excited. And now I'm even more excited, Truth Nation, because as you know, the musical play Hamilton is in the city of Milwaukee. It started yesterday. It runs all the way through February 1st right here in Milwaukee. And I am so blessed and so fortunate to be joined by Tyler Fauntleroy, who plays Alexander Hamilton on the Broadway hit show Hamilton that is right now traveling and touring here in the city of Milwaukee. You can visit marketcenter.org to get your tickets to see this incredible show. When I say this, y'all, when I went to go see Hamilton, when I saw Hamilton on Disney Plus the first time ever, I literally was singing the songs for a month. They were stuck in my head, nonstop, and no pun intended, nonstop. So I just want to say hello and welcome to Tyler. Thank you so much for joining us here on Truth to Power.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Now, Tyler, I want to get right into it. And, I just want to learn a bit about you personally a little bit because, you know, African-American in the arts is something that is important to me. And so when I see you, you're an African-American who works in the art, and I think you can be an inspiration for kids. And can you just talk a little about what drove you into being in the arts?
Yeah, that's a great question. Background about me, I was born in New York, raised in Virginia. So anybody ask me where I'm from, I say Virginia, because if I say New York, I will disappoint on those expectations.
You know what I'm saying? No, Virginia's big time.
Yes, sir. Love. I'm from Hampton, Virginia. Love where I'm from. And I grew up in church, singing in church. I was a very extremely shy kid, scared of my own shadow.
Oh, wow.
No one look at me. don't perceive me in this room. But I loved singing. Loved it. Loved music. And it was in my church where my mom and other people in my church kind of like knew that I had this gift and championed me, kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone to push me out of my shell, you know, I'd be in choir rehearsal and, you know, our choir director would be like, hey, anybody want to take this solo? Tyler, you want to take this solo? And I'd be like, no, I'm cool. Then on Sunday, I'd be in the choir and just be like, I could have did that. You know, like, I started to realize, yeah, like I am foregoing, you know, opportunities that could, you know, I could really enjoy and I'm meant for, but I'm too scared. So I'm saying no to them, you know? Mm-hmm. So it got to the point where I remember in middle school, my best friend was in our school play. My mom the whole year was like, you need to audition for this play, please, come on. I'm like, man, nah, I'm not trying to hear all that, you know? And I went to this play and I don't even remember what the play was. It was something like our choir director, our choir teacher wrote. And I was sitting there in the sixth grade. I was blown away by it. I was caught up in the story. I was watching just everyone on stage. I'm like 11. They're also 11, 12, 10. And I'm like, how are they this age making me feel things right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I got so caught up in the magic of it that I was like, man, I would love to give someone else this experience that I'm feeling right now. You know? So it was after that, I was like, okay, bro, you gotta see what this is about.
Yeah.
So next year I started doing, I did our school play, seventh grade. Then eighth grade, I did our school play again. In eighth grade, we did Willy Wonka. I was Willy Wonka. It was my first real, I came out the gate. I was like, whoa, it was my second play. It was an amazing experience. And then it was like, man, I don't know what capacity theater will have in my life, but yeah. I know it will. It has to always be there, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, getting into high school, when you start to, you know, hone in on what you want to do for the rest of your life,
yeah,
I was like, man, I could be a lawyer. Like, I know, as funny as it is, as shy as I used to be and still can be, I know whatever I do is going to be me speaking in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah,
like I know, like that's going to be the thing. And I was like, I could be a lawyer, you know, I could do that. I could, you know, so I was toying with that idea, but I knew that I loved acting. I knew that that was my passion. And my high school theater teacher, you know, she picked up the baton from my middle school teacher and the folks at my church and, you know, really fanned my flames, mm-hmm, you know. But the one thing that was like tricky for me was like, I didn't know, you know, what a working actor looked like yet. And so I was like, I know that I want to do it. I know that there's Broadway and I know that there's LA TV and film, mm-hmm, right? Like I didn't know all the things of like, you know, regional theater, like, you know, like a theater like Milwaukee Rep, like that is theaters across the country, like Milwaukee Rep, you know, like are ready and available for you to like, you know, shoot your shot and work there. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know that. I just knew it was like these two entities. Right. But I was like, ah, I don't know. And I remember, there was a, in my church, a guy by the name of Derek Baskin, he was going to school for cell biology, mm-hmm, I believe was his major. He left there to pursue a career in acting. His father was a deacon at my church. His mom was a deaconess. So like, you know, I remember like, it was in high school that I learned that, you know, cause you know, he was off being great, you know, so he wasn't in Virginia. And I remember hearing like, oh yeah, well Derek, you know, Derek, he over on he Broadway. Doing, yeah, uh-huh, you know, yeah. Like,
oh, that, I know. That inspiration, the role, somebody people can attach
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like, and I, you know, as a young black kid, like, you know, I didn't know, like I said, what it would look like, what that life could look like. Mm-hmm. And so seeing someone like Derek, you know, he's on Broadway, he's doing the thing. I remember when I was going in for, when I finally was like, I have to do this. And I had support from my mom. My grandma was like, I support it 1,000%. I just need you to minor in something. So I was like, fair.
Just in case.
Yeah, she's like, I need you to minor. So I did mass communications, uh-huh, media studies, minor at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was, you know, because when you go for college theater programs, you have to apply, but you have to also audition, mm-hmm, as well. Like, mm-hmm, that's the component. And Derek, you know, he was one of those people, he helped coach me on my college material, you know, my audition material.
And so Derek-wise, what did Derek go off and do?
Yeah, Derek was in the cast of Memphis on Broadway. Okay. Derek also is a Tony nominee.
Oh, wow.
He played Otis in Ain't Too Proud, originated that role.
Oh, wow.
Originated that role. And I got to see him in previews of Ain't Too Proud, and he was just like, it was like, well, yeah, that's why. Mm-hmm. That's why you're where you
talent
are. You know? Yeah, I did a show off Broadway. It was a show called Tambo and Bones. Mm-hmm. We did it in New York, and then we took it to LA because he's in LA now. And it was cool because he got to see me do a show, mm-hmm, you know, and we chopped it up afterwards. It was like a really dope full circle moment. But he's incredible. He's incredible. He's done a show on Hulu as well. Like he's been around, man. He's done incredible things. But yeah, so I went to college, you know, doing acting, doing theater, majored in it, minored in media studies, like my grandma said, mm-hmm, you know.
The just in case that you don't need.
You know, hey, we doing all right so far.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we doing all right so far. Praise God. But yeah, theater and going to college for theater, that was like, it was a very interesting thing to like go to school. It's always weird to go to school for art, you know what I mean? But I got what I needed from there. I learned a lot, definitely like became like, a much better actor by the time I was done. And I moved to New York, moved back in with my aunt, had family in New York. So I moved in with her and started auditioning. And now mind you, in 2015, when Hamilton had first come out,
mm-hmm,
right? Like I was obsessed with it like everyone else. Listened to the soundtrack, I was like, yo, dang, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. And I had heard some of Lin's work before. Like I loved In the Heights before that. And I think too, like Lin's work specifically, resonated with me because in musical theater, like being a black person in musical theater, you know, especially that young, it's really hard to see where you fit in some of these stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, well, I would need someone very imaginative and open-minded to put me in this place.
I mean, even with that, I mean, because we'll get into it, but even with that, you see some of the backlash that people got from, you know, I forgot her name, but she played Ariel, right?
Yeah.
You see people just playing roles that, you know, they're fake, fictitious characters, but people do have backlash. So people having to say, you know what, I'm not worried about that. Yeah. So I can only imagine what it can be being in that situation where you want to try to get these certain roles, but will they cast you for it because of the way you look?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so when you're... When the musical theater canon, like I said, pre-Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, is, it doesn't really, you know, think about you. Except, and you got certain musicals that do, obviously, right? Like, they do exist. You got your Dreamgirls, you got your Color Purple, you know, you got Lion King, you know, things like that, which are beautiful and amazing. It was just, it's nice that Lin also added more to what is possible. So for me, traditional musical theater, it took a while for me to find a taste in that because I was like, well... this isn't a show that I would realistically ever, no one would ever hire me for. So at this time, right? And gratefully, things are changing, you know, in a better direction. But yeah, so I sent in my first video in 2015 for Hamilton because they had put out like, hey, we want videos from anybody, you know, submit a video. And I was like, say less.
Here it is.
Yeah, okay. You know, I sent a video in and that was December, right? I didn't hear anything. I'm in college still at this time. So my mom was like, what's going to happen if they hire you? You going to leave school? I was like,
heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. And I get an email in April 2016.
Uh-huh.
They're like, man, we saw your video. Can you send us another video with these two songs this time?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, yeah. Send that video in, right? I don't hear anything until March of 2017.
Oh, so this is a year.
Bro,
year.
It's years, man. So... my acting class, we were doing a showcase in New York and LA. The first one we were doing was in New York.
Yeah.
And so we sent an email to all the casting directors, all the agencies and all the things out there. Telsey is the company that casts Hamilton, a bunch of other big, big Broadway shows.
Mm-hmm.
They saw our website that we sent them, called a few of us in to audition for Hamilton in person. So this is my first like in-person Hamilton audition, you know, so I'm like, okay, oh shoot, you know, and like I said, I'm still in college. I'm in the middle. This is the hilarious part. I get the email to come into audition in the middle of like one of my like journalism, like lecture hall classes. And there's like 300 people in the class and I get this email and I have to like sit on my hands.
Woo!
That I don't explode.
You know what I'm saying? Was excited.
Oh, bro. I was like, man, hurry up.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up out of here.
Please.
I already know how it is, man.
You know? Yeah. So I do the audition. It goes really well. They asked me like, hey, are you planning to move to New York? And I knew it was March. I knew in May I was moving because I was going to move back in with my aunt. You know, she was going to, you know. And I was like, yeah, I'll be back literally in 2 months. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember the morning I left to go to New York in May. I emailed them that morning while I was getting my stuff to go on the show. Hey, just so you know. Yeah, remember me? And 2017, May of 2017 was when I moved back to New York. I was getting called back for that show. From 2017 to 2020, they would launch a national tour. Yeah. I'd get all the way to the end of auditions, wouldn't book it, right? Yeah. Next national tour, I'd get all the way to the end, wouldn't book it, right? Hey, we need a random replacement. I'd get all the way to the end, still nothing, you know, for years and years and years. 2020 comes, it's like January. I have a callback. And I'm like, man, if there was ever a time I think it's going to happen, I think it was that one.
January 2020.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, man.
Bro, yeah. So March came and everybody shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
I had, and meanwhile, in this time, I'm doing regional theater. I'm doing some television. You know, I'm doing, you know, some off-Broadway stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so like my career is in like a really good place for where I am. You know, so I'm making it, you know, without the show. And I think that was one of the things where, like, I really had to let go of the possibility of Hamilton. And then it kind of came back around, you know. And so it was fast forward to 2022. It's the week before Halloween, October. And I get a phone call from my agent. My agent and I had just started working together, like, within the summer, right? I did a show in New York and L.A. and, you know, got some buzz from that. So got a new agent, got my manager. And my agent called me and it was, I was like, whoa, my agent called. I was looking at my phone. I was like, why is my agent calling me? My mind is like, well,
here it is.
Yeah, it's been real. Because I'm thinking like, dang,
that was quick.
Shoot, right? Yeah, the ink's still wet, you know. So, I pick up the phone. It's my agent, and then I hear my manager as well. He's on the line too. So I'm like, yo, like,
what's going on?
Yeah, like, what is this? And so, they're like, hey, we just want to know, are you still interested in Hamilton? And I was like, yeah, I am. It's like, great. And so then my mind is like, well, why are they calling me? Because if they want to come, if I got to go back in, another callback, that's just an email.
Yeah,
typically, it's always just an email. You know, so I'm confused. I'm like, you know, okay, yeah, I'm interested. Like, what's going on? They're like, so the one of the roles that I have been auditioning for the most, I have been in for every, like, male principal, like, main male role,
mm-hmm.
except for King George and George Washington.
Uh-huh.
Those are the only two I had not been in for. Everybody, Hamilton Burr, Lawrence Phillip, Lafayette Jefferson, Mulligan Madison.
Yeah.
I've been in for all of them for so many times. But Lawrence, John Lawrence, and Philip Hamilton, that mm-hmm. dual role, was mm-hmm. the one I'd been in for the most.
Yeah.
And so my agent is like, yeah, so the guy who's playing Lawrence Phillip right now is leaving in a couple months. And I was like, okay, lit. Okay, so I'm audition, you know? And then he's like, well, no. Like, they, because you've been in for so many years,
they're just gonna take you.
They just wanna give it to
wow.
you.
Wow. And this was to be on Broadway or
this
be...
is to be on the second national tour.
Oh,
so the Philip
Company. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I immediately start crying. You know what I mean? I immediately start crying. And so yeah, I join as John Lawrence Philip Hamilton, January 2023. About halfway through my contract, I was like, man, I wonder if you know, they let me understudy Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
like in addition to like what I'm, you know, what I'm doing now, you know? And so I ask, you know, our higher ups, I go through that process and eventually I get approved to understudy Hamilton. Now, what that meant was I'm playing John Lawrence Philip Hamilton every single night, but I'm having rehearsal for Hamilton during the day,
ooh.
You know? So you gotta also be mindful of like your capacity, you know, you gotta be mindful of like your energy, your time.
Yep.
So it was a lot, you know, it was a long period of rehearsals while doing the show. You have those moments of like, okay, who am I tonight? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who am I? What do I say? You know, cause I got all these words in my head now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I would say I did Hamilton for the first time, like day before Thanksgiving, 2023, right? March, April, 2024. I get an email asking, hey, we're starting a new company of Hamilton. We're starting from the ground up. Would you like to like leave this company and play Hamilton full time on the other one
yes.
that we're starting? So I immediately cry again. And
absolutely.
I, you know what I mean? And then, yeah. So, and so here we are. So I've been playing Hamilton. We hit the road as a company in August of 2024. So yeah, we're about a year and a half in. To playing Hamilton full time. Yes.
I know you are.
Yes.
I want to continue this conversation. I want to hold you for one more segment because I want to get into the show after this. So,
sounds good.
Again, I am so excited right now to be joined by Tyler Fauntleroy. I'm saying that right?
Yep.
Who is playing Hamilton on the traveling Broadway show of Hamilton. You can see him tonight at the Marcus Performing Arts Center as the show will be running until February 1st. Visit marcuscenter.org to get tickets to this incredible show. We'll continue the conversation on the other side talking about Hamilton the play. It's The Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
How does an orphan friend, a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence and...
All right, Nauri, I'm going to start singing now. Yeah, I'm going to start singing. We're going to wait because we short on time. We gotta get Tyler out here. But again, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can watch and stream this live on YouTube. You can also join in on the conversation at 833-212-1017, joined by Tyler Fauntleroy, who is playing Alexander Hamilton in the Broadway show Hamilton Off-Broadway, traveling here to Milwaukee tonight. Now, I want to get through some of these questions because I do want to ask you, overall, when it comes to this, for fans who don't know about the story of Hamilton, can you just talk about what the show is about?
Yeah, absolutely. It is... what we like to say is called, it's the story of America then told by America now. So like it is a musical about the life of Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton and also the founding of America, mm-hmm. set to R&B and hip hop. Like I said, told by America now, with black and brown people on stage.
That's what I love about it. The black and brown people on stage. That is something that caught me off guard. I was like, okay, mm-hmm, I like this. Mm-hmm. Now, when I first watched it on Disney Plus, I was taken back by just the pure musical play. Like,
sure.
The fact that it was nonstop singing, and because mm-hmm. I thought like there was going to be some dialogue.
Right.
I was like, oh, where's the dialogue at? But me and my family were watching it on, it was 4th of July. I think it came out on Disney Plus around that time, mm-hmm. and we all fell in love with it. I want to know, what's your favorite song in the show?
Ooh, yeah, that's I have so many. I love My Shot. I tell people, I was like, that feels like my Super Bowl, you know, uh-huh. like so early in the show, you know.
You can ask our producer, Rhea. Rhea, was I not singing My Shot before this?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I am not throwing away. I love it.
Yes, sir. And you know, one that like always like stuck out to me was Wait For It.
Mm-hmm.
That one always like, that is like a haunting song in the best of ways.
And that's what I love about it is when you have a chance, because again, I get caught up in the beats and the melody mm-hmm. and all that when it comes together as one. But when you actually listen to the lyrics, even in Wait For It, mm-hmm. it's the storytelling, it is what is so beautiful yes. about all this. I'm telling y'all got to go see Hamilton. It is a fantastic show, but it's something that I believe because of the way that the music is, it definitely would resonate with people from all backgrounds.
Yeah.
For folks who like hip-hop, R&B, it would definitely resonate with them. Now, I do want to know, what's some fun stuff here? So what's like a pre-show ritual that you do before every single show to lock you in, especially to get ready for this Hamilton role before you step on stage?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm definitely one of those people that like my body and my, like I have to feel like I've just worked out before I hit the stage.
Really?
Yeah. Like it gets my breath going. I feel grounded. So I'll do like some burpees before the show.
Oh, wow. That's intense.
Like, I know. And sometimes I have to like, sometimes the burpees will have to just be push-ups or something, but like I have to like, I have to feel, you know, I have to exert myself before I do the thing. And like whatever, like, you know, if there's any like nerves, you know, if my mind is racing, like I can just like, that helps me just like focus, you
yeah.
know? I also, one of the things I had to learn was like, I got to like sit in silence throughout the day because like the show is just overstimulating.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? Like one of my favorite things to like tell folks is like, that first time you do My Shot as Hamilton and me, the other guys who like cover Hamilton, like we joke about it. That first one feels like a flash grenade went off.
Really?
Like when you dun, 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 and you go straight into like, and it's just, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like you're like, oh shoot, wait, wait a minute. You know, it's a lot. So like I had to learn, I got to sit in silence for like 15 minutes a day
yeah.
just to like, so like by the time I get to the show, I haven't given all that I have to give, you know, sensory wise,
yeah,
you know, like I still
yeah.
have some place to go, but yeah. And then just like, yeah, listen to some music. You know, I've been bumping, Let God Sort Them Out,
okay.
before the show. I've been listening to Pusha T and Malice. Like that's kind of my go-to album right now that gets me in the mindset. But definitely. Like I said, really, the burpees are like the push-ups. That's what I need.
I love it. I love it. Now, last week, before we let you go, I can talk all day, but I know you got to move on. Finish this sentence. Seeing Hamilton live is something every fan should experience because
there is a lot of inspiration that you can get from the soundtrack and Disney Plus, but I hope that being there in the room, you see that like these are people who saw the world and said, hey, it can be different. And I hope that you leave with that same inspiration. Like, hey, this world can be different. Let's do something about it.
I love it. Tyler Fauntleroy, thank you so much for joining us here today. Make sure y'all go and see Hamilton. I'm telling you, you will walk away extremely impressed. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Truth Nation, keep it locked. We'll continue the conversation coming up on the other side. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.